getting in anyone's way. Except you haven't got to quiet it down. We don't want to go to sleep. Lord bless us and help us out this afternoon. You pray for us. I wish I could preach like these high-powered preachers I've been listening to since I've been here. I can't. May the Lord help us. You know, the Church of God, the one and only, there's none like her in all the earth. She is the only one of a mother. May the Lord bless us. I'm sure you heard this before. So God help us out this evening. It's nothing new. Same old story, but it's ever new. Appreciate the mercy of God this evening. You know, we have a situation upon the earth. I'm sure that there's none of the saints here and here guilty of this. We sit at home sometimes and listen to these radio worldly programs. And I know of people that are sending their money to these radio preachers, television preachers. See, they're saved. Now, to me, if I understand what I think I understand, that's spiritual fornication. You send your money out there to back them fellas up, and if you in here, oh, I'm saved. I belong to the United Church of God. When I get home, I'm going to send my man, I always did like Jim Baker, and send him a little piece of money. He needs some money. Caldwell, whatever the man's name is. I don't read his stuff he have in the paper, but I hear the people talking about it. Very popular men. One lady told me, I showed her how wrong the thing was. She said, Brother Bruno, from here on out, I am going to start sending you half of what I've been sending him. And I'm going to send the other half to Sister Annabelle. Well, you didn't send me half, did you? And she didn't either. I didn't bother about that part of it, but you see, once a person comes to the realization that a thing is wrong, he should leave it alone. Don't support it. God, the Son of God, He teaches you and I against adultery in any form. And when He built His church, He didn't say church is. I build my church. And the gates of hell, I believe, said, shall not overthrow it. Not be able to mix with it. The Church of God is an exclusive organization. If you want to, I don't know what organization I'd be right. But she's exclusive. She stands alone on the power of God. And we believe everything the Bible said. We believe it all. We don't pick out some that's easy to obey and then pass the rest of it up. But we take the little book and eat it all. Now it says somewhere there, what in that discourse there, it'll be in your mouth as sweet as honey, and in your belly it'll be bitter. I'm going to tell you how that worked with me. I may not understand this fully like you fellows have been preaching and studying a long time. But when I got saved, it was actually in my mouth as sweet as honey. But then shortly after that, here come some deeds I had been doing out in the darkness that I had to go straighten up, and you talk about a sick feeling. It got right there. Now, I like to vacillate over something like I said, but somebody ought to have got killed in that deal. So my sweetness, it kept me going, but not knowing so very much, I just, before I faced these folks, I just felt like I just couldn't go through it. All the time, I was sick on the inside. Finally, old Brother Cheney, you know, it's good to have mothers and fathers in the Church of God. Yes, it is. that their lives has been up above reproach and above this world, that we can carry our troubles to them.
Yes.
And rest assured that they're going to advise you what's the best thing to do. Tell it, just tell it like it is. But a mother, a good mother in the church of God, every congregation needs one.
Yes.
And then on the other hand, you're going to have to decide if she's going to be a real mother. When mother says something, obey it.
Yes.
Do what mother says. They used to have a saying, mother knows best or father knows best, or something like that. And they do. And in so doing, the mothers and fathers in Israel will never lead you wrong. They're going to tell you to the best of their ability what's the best thing to do.
Yes.
All right? You get your Bibles and may the Lord help us. I'd like you to get Revelation 21, 2, 3. Hold that. Someone get 12:22 Hebrews. Now we understand, we know that every member in the church of God, if he is in the church of God, he's been born again.
Yes.
We also see...
This is that man was born there.
That's right. That is the reason why that saints of God gets along so well. You know, the question was asked one time, a bunch of black saints and a bunch of white saints, how do you fellows get along so well together?
Yeah.
We've all been purified. That's the reason why. Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth.
Yeah.
They say, let us love with no one another with pure hearts perfectly. That may be too scripture, but it's in there anyhow.
Yeah.
Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying, we've all been purified. There is not a doubtless or google-eyed man or woman in the church of God. Not a one. And, Lord help us.
Brother Burnham, could I read it to you?
You sure can.
It's 1 Peter, the first chapter and the 22nd verse. Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of
yes.
the brethren, see that you love one another
with
a pure heart fervently.
Hot. Fervently. Well, I just don't quite go for him. She may be all right, but I don't know. Well, if you don't know, keep your mouth shut. Don't go talking about her or him. Go to her and him yourself.
Yeah.
If there's something you don't understand about a brother or sister, go to her. Don't go to them out Jonathan. Go to her or him. All right, may the Lord bless us and help us. Our way to get started right here. 48th Psalms, second verse. Jeremiah 3:23. Whoever have the Revelation 21, 2, 3, anyone, read whatever you got it.
I, John, saw the holy city.
This is something I've seen with my own eyes, John. Said, I, John, I've seen the holy city. I saw it.
New Jerusalem coming down from God out of
it's
heaven.
It's the new Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven.
Prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's one of just. Well, read the third verse.
And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men,
mm-hmm.
and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God.
All right, there's quite a bit more than that, but let's conserve time. We'll just get enough out of this, you'll understand what we're talking about. All right? We understand that James and Isaiah, I believe, would say, there is one lawgiver.
Yes.
Just one lawgiver. And we understand there, talking about the Son of God, he is the lawgiver.
Yes.
And down here today in this evening time, we believe that the Son of God is the whole creator.
Yes.
He created all things, and without him there was nothing created that was created.
Amen.
So that makes him the creator. He calls for you and I to come out of sectism, come out of all these places, and set yourself apart for the service of God.
Yes.
Go home so you can come to the place where I can see the church of God as she is. There's a lot of people who do not see the church of God as she stands.
Amen.
And God help us out tonight. Let's see if this afternoon. Proverbs letter, about 29:17, 29:18, maybe. Get that and read it, Brother Charles Taylor. You got your book over in the hand of Red Creek. Let's see what that says. Something about a vision.
Yes. 29:18, I believe.
Where there is no vision.
Where there is no vision.
The people perish.
The people perish.
But he that keepeth the law.
Amen.
Happy is he.
One lawgiver. Well, we got people who don't love to run back under the Old Testament. Bring that over here. Well, the moral of the good part of the Old Testament, we believe that too. We live by that. But those 2, 3, 4, and 10 wives and all that kind of stuff, we don't believe that part of it. And we speak out against it because it's wrong. And so, Brother Bruno, you ain't supposed to talk about people. No, I'm not talking about only in this manner. There are people that are in that condition sometimes and they don't know any better. We had a couple in our congregation, this was before I became pastor there. They were in double marriage. The man didn't have no wife, but the wife had a husband. They got married, knew them well, they're all gone now. And they got under conviction, and both of them got saved. And the first thing they'd done on their own, I'm going back to my husband.
Yeah.
They had been married too for quite a while. She went back to her first husband. They remarried. And they stayed around hands. And both of them belonged to our congregation. And finally, the woman's husband passed, and they got married again. But what happened is, they heard the voice of God in their soul, and they knew they was wrong by having this other man's wife.
Yeah.
So they agreed to separate. And God help us. I'm not telling you to leave your wife and then wait on her. I'm not advising that, but if that's you, if you got two, you need to leave them. One man came up there at a place there, me and Brother Key come dashing in, run down the altar. Start dealing with him, and here the fellow had been married 3 times, and he wanted to quit the servant and get the sacrament. I said, brother, you need to quit the third and skip the second and go back to the first one if you want a wife. That's your wife until death do you part. He didn't like that. He had his mind so set on the second one, so I got him, went back to my seat and sat down. So you see, when a person tells you what he ain't going to do, Brother Wilson, you ain't should say nothing else. Or if he tells you what he's going to do, you may as well leave him alone. All right, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there were no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem. Well, the New Jerusalem Baptist Church around here, I tell them whenever they bring that up and start telling them, I said, you stole our name. That's us. That's me. That's the church of God. Is that correct?
Yes.
He saw her coming down from God. The church of God was in God's mind way back before the creation, I would assume, about the church of God on the earth. Now, I don't know for sure whether Jeremiah is what I want there, but one scripture said, every founder is confounded. You can go down to your library if you have a large library. They got a book down there and show you every founder, every organization, religious organization, but us. I say, wonder why is we at in here? May God help us. But you find all these religious movements, and you'll find the man that founded it. And the scripture said, every founder is confounded.
Yeah.
But the Son of God is not confounded.
Amen.
They that trust in the Lord shall not be confounded. I believe what that word means, confused?
Yeah.
And you check it down, every founder of these organizations, he is confused.
That's right.
If he wasn't confused, he'd be with us. One lawgiver. Hallelujah. I know this the church of God, this way is a straight and a narrow way. And there's but few will find it. Because we had an old saying when we were boys, come clean or stay away dirty. And that's the situation in the church of God. You come clean, and being ye clean, you that bear the vessel, I'll stay away dirty. Don't claim to be a child of God and then committing these ungodly things to get the Bible to preach, and you know it's wrong. Don't do it. You're hurting yourself when you do that. But may God help us. The more we can swing out on God, cut loose from this thing and cut loose from that thing, empty ourselves up, God will fill in with the Spirit of God. Holy Ghost, welcome to God. All the good things will be filled in. All right, now, the church of God, he said here, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. You know how these brides, when they dress up, get ready to meet the bridegroom? They do the very best they can, and like this, I'm going to get this man. He's going to be my husband for life. Supposed to. And so they have those long, what that long trail thing they have, a train or something like that, some of that great long out in somebody else's hip care thing. Get ready to get married. But God don't put on no show when he's dealing with you and I. He comes straight down the middle.
Yes.
Brother, somebody preached something here about the man came running and kneeled to Jesus and began to say thus and thus and thus. And the Lord told him, one thing you lack. The Lord saw inside of the man. We would be saying, well, we're fixing to get a new brother now. He's running. Run here and kneel down. But the Lord looked on the inside. I believe I read somewhere over in the book of Samuel that man looketh on the outward appearance.
Yes.
But God looketh on the heart.
Yes.
And that is the reason why the saints of God, we don't have nothing to be ashamed of. Nothing to hide. You can come to my house 3 o'clock in the morning, 12 o'clock at night, anytime you're... I ain't got nothing to hide.
No.
I don't have none of them old video games and none of that other stuff, and I don't know too much about it. Only what I see in the paper sometimes.
No,
but I know one thing. Anything that's questionable among the saints of God, I don't bother with. I leave it alone. And may God help us. My little grandchildren come to my house one time, and I didn't feel no tender. I led them right back about hang sleep in my car, and they climbed in the back seat and gonna stay all night with us. And we got out of my house, here they come dragging out a television. I said, oh, wait a minute. You can't bring that thing in my house. No, sir. I never owned one and don't never intend to. I said, you leave that in the car, and when you go home in the morning, you take it with you. They looked at me just a strange, dropped their heads, went on in the house. So in talking with them, I said, listen, you will spoil my testimony. Don't you know if I'm sitting up there and letting them children do it, and I'll be talking to them and passing back by the room, I'm going to see it too? So I said, you'll spoil my testimony. I said, for that call, you can't carry it in there. Well, they spent a miserable night in my house, but the next morning early, they were ready to go home. So may the Lord help us. And it says, where there is no vision, people perish. All right? They try to lay that on the preachers. That's for every one of us.
Yes.
You must know what you're doing. You must see clearly the church of God. She's the one and the only one. If you don't, you're going to be mixing up with something else. And may God help us. I don't even go around them places. So they tell me sometime, Brother Bloomer, I invited so-and-so and so to come to service, and they said, I'll go with you today if you'll go with me next Sunday. I say, well, that's funny. They've never asked me, and I've asked hundreds of people. They never asked me to go to that church. I said, what's the matter? Something is in common between the two. That's where the person, where the problem is. All right, let's see. Jeremiah 3:23, I believe that's what I want. God help us. The church of God has come out of Babylon. And she didn't bring any, she is not supposed to bring any Babylonian stone. Leave them out there.
Amen.
Let's see what that says. 3:23 Jeremiah.
Truly in vain is salvation called forth from the hills and from the multitude of mountains. Truly in the Lord our God is the salvation of Israel.
That's good enough right there. Yes. Truly in vain when you go into hills in septism looking for salvation, you're not going to find it.
Yes.
I trust that everyone in here, there may be some in here that don't fully understand it, but we preach this to give people a choice. I want to make the church of God, I want to do my very best to bring it out so that everyone in here can understand it. And that's giving you a chance if you're tangled up in something else. May God help us. God built one church, just one.
Yes.
There's no such a thing. All of these religious organizations, every last one of them, some man founded it, and every founder is confounded. Every one of them. He's confused.
Yes.
He don't know what he's doing. And so, in so doing, God calls his people out. I believe in Deuteronomy speaks about, I didn't set my love upon you because you were the most in number.
Yeah.
My people is the fewest of all people. But I believe the verse ahead that speaks this about, I've chosen you a special people unto the Lord your God.
Yeah.
Talking about a church. I'm glad ain't nobody here asleep. I see you all of you blinking your eyes so we'll be able to hear what I say. God bless us. Isaiah 33, we won't go over there, but it says, look up on Zion.
Yes,
take a look at it. John seen her when she came down from God out of heaven. That he is the origin. He is the one built it, and he is the one that brought the church into focus, as it were. So, and in so doing, he didn't provide for no other.
Yes.
And there is no other. There is none like her. All right. Well, I wasn't at service prayer meeting tonight. I went to Mary to her church. Did you know, children, saints and friends, mothers and fathers, when you do that, that's spiritual fornication. Brother Gibson said, when you go into one of them places and sit down, that's indicative that I'm going to eat what they're going to serve you tonight. But if you go in there and get a chance to go in there and preach, he said, go. That's a different story.
Yeah.
They have souls also. But you go in and sit down, that means we're going to have a feast here tonight, and I'm going to eat what they serve.
Lord,
the church of God, the members of the church of God is... Paul spoke something about a letter. Not written with pen and ink. But it was written by the Spirit of God. And this letter, it comes down to the pastor, and then they in turn issues it out over the pulpit. The saints of God come down to get filled with the Spirit of God and with the Holy Ghost and power, and all these things that they get over to get their vessel loaded, and we're going to go out and scatter what we've already been told.
Yes.
We've been taught. Every one of us is to see eye to eye and to see and flow together. And you know one thing? God bless us. I was in a congregation one time. I was blessed to be in there for a while. And we went out quite a distance, me and my wife, to another place one Sunday, some more saints. And when we walked in the door, the preacher was fixing to start saying something. He said, that congregation, he called the name of this congregation. Before he called the name of it, he said, you can't get a one of them to say nothing about the other one. I said, hallelujah. I elbowed my wife. I said, that's us.
Yeah.
You couldn't get a one of them to say anything about it. And that's the way it should be today down here in, like I said, Sandusky. Down here we know. Pacoima. Because, saints of God, all of you saints, pray for me. The saints of God, the ministers and saints also, gospel, we need some more power. The brother brought it out clear about power. But there is a special gift of power given to the ministry. We need some power.
Yes. Yes.
Our young folks, a lot of them here, raising young families, and we are going to have problems with the wicked. Doctors and I know of a case up home. They just went and got an order. Went to the judge and got an order and took a certain one away from their people and took them and cut them. Cut them up. Cut them, cut on them. Now, may the Lord bless us. This gift is one of the gifts that belongs in the church of God. Somebody has it. I had it, fooling around not knowing what was going on, I believe. I won't say for sure, but I believe I had the gift of divine healing one time. But I'm trying to encourage another one of the ministers to... I wasn't even preaching at that time. Because what made me think about it was, before I was ever preaching, I laid a hand on a lady one time, one of the saints, was real, she had a bad situation, that'll hear people complaining about it. And I was hanging some doors on a building for her where she was living at, and the Lord healed her instantly. So we goes to another place, me and my wife. Another old lady knew we was in town, and she called for us. We laid hands on and prayed for her, and she made a kind of gurgling or a coughing sound. Something came down in her mouth about that big, looked like brains. Looked like hog brains. Her husband grabbed it and run and flushed it down. I said, wait, before he said it, he grabbed it and flushed it down the drain. And she said that thing came down out of her head, down into her neck. I don't know what it was. And she got up and walked. She was very sick. Lord healed her husband, same, we're right in the same house, and so forth and so on. And so, but I was trying to encourage Sister Fuller, why don't you go on and put in, why don't you seek the Lord? Every one of us has the privilege to seek the Lord for the gift of divine healing. It's needed bad.
Yes.
Because of our young folks. Me, most of my life is gone, and I won't be around here too much longer, but I plan what little time I'm left here, I'm going to still trust the Lord.
Yes.
Because I know in the church of God, the lawgiver, if any married, same songs.
Yes.
Any afflicted, let him pray.
Yes.
And any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church. Anointing him with oil and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. That is to be obeyed. The lawgiver said that. He gave it through his inspired writer, and that is for ours today, with one lawgiver. All right? Well, some tell you, brother, I'm saved, but I ain't saved as you are.
Yeah.
Well, the Lord has one salvation, just one. And I know that there's things that you know that I don't know, and there's things he know I don't know, and there's some things I know that you don't know. So, in all of this, but when I got saved, Sister Beverly's grandmother, grandfather, all the Jones and the other folks who saved in East Akron, they did not have to tell me that I need to go, I need to throw my medicine away. I went back that night and cleaned the cupboard out, flushed it down the drain and got rid of it. And the Lord has been very good to me ever since. Very good. I was afflicted when I got saved, but I never paid no attention. I had something in my side right here. Since I was around 12 years old, every once in a while it would show up and it's like a toothache. Oh, right in my side. I mean, it would bring the water from your eyes because it hurts so bad, so it would go and come. So right here, before Sister Fuller passed, she prayed for me and the Lord healed me. Healed the thing instantly. When she said amen, I was well.
Thank the Lord.
I went on about 2 weeks, more or less. It came back just as hard as it was the other time. I said, devil, you ain't nothing but lying. You're a liar, and I'm not going to accept it. You can take it back to where you come from with it. I'm healed, and it went away. It ain't been back since.
Amen.
So there's a lot of time when we are actually healed, and if we let the devil, he'll rob us of it.
Yes.
He brings the symptoms back.
Yes.
But may the Lord bless us and help us out, because the church of God is exclusive. We don't need to go outside this for anything.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us. All right, 48:2. 12:22 Hebrews, I guess it is. May the Lord bless and help us out.
But ye are come unto Mount Zion.
Amen.
Unto the city of the living God.
Who is Mount Zion?
The heavenly Jerusalem.
Listen at this.
And to an innumerable prophet of angels. To the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven. And to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of just men made perfect.
There's quite a bit down there, you believe it. We'll stop right there. You're not come to the old mount which could be touched, so forth and so on, but you have come to Mount Zion. And it is called Mount Zion, and it is called the church of God.
Yes.
And actually it is Mount Zion. And it's the only one of them other. May God help us. Someone get Acts 20, 28 and read it for us right quick. Let's see what that says. Because there's none other. So when you leave here, going out somewhere, messing around with something, what are you looking for at the first place? If the church of God is so exclusive and everything you need spiritually is in there, what are you looking for? When you go out to them places like that, I must be looking for something. Well, I believe I got the best thing just out of heaven itself right now.
Amen.
So for that cause, I can stand flat-footed and say I'm a member among the saints of God in which the Edenite Church of God, I've been born again. There was one time a woman had a cat, a rabbit, and a dog. That's been many years ago. And they had a little house built for them. And they was in a pen out there running and playing together. One of the saints brothers said, how in the world do his three known enemies, a rabbit, cat, and a dog, they do not get along. That dog and that cat will eat up the rabbit. And that dog will kill that cat if he fool with him. And they were praying and running around that pen, getting along together. And she said, brother, you see that little house out there? They were all born in there. The rabbit, the cat, and the dog was born in that little house. Didn't Psalm say something about, for this man and that man were born in her, born in there? The divine nature of Christ himself will stop you from fussing and fighting.
That's so.
Amen. The church of the living God, without a vision, unless we see the church standing out above the hills,
yes,
standing out alone, a victorious warrior, and standing holy, standing high, and we are not looking. This said here about salvation is vain, looked for in the hills.
That's right. Praise the Lord.
Well, sometimes they get kind of quiet when you go to shaving pretty close. But you brethren to shave with a razor on, you know, sometimes you nick a bump, you're going to get some blood. But you don't stop shaving when you nick the bump. Just keep right on shaving. And so may the Lord help us. I want my life to be so holy and so clear and so close to God that we would get somebody stirred to go to running around talking about you. Well, some people get hurt when they go to get talked about you. They go to talk about Brother Bruno. As long as I know they ain't telling the truth, that's all that matters with me. And so God help us. Brother Bruno, you ought not to say that. Well, your name is already in the streets. Well, hallelujah. That's just where I want it, in the streets. Now, when you're eager to get hurt, the Bible says, I believe that's right, I think Brother Charles will back me up in this, if you have run with the footmen and they weary thee, what are you going to do when the horses come along? Lord bless us. Brother, we may as well gird up the loins of our mind and get set for the battle. And get it so set. Paul was a man that spoke many places where he went through this thing, he went through that thing, he went through that thing. But he said, none of these things move me.
Yeah.
I believe he had it fixed. None of these things don't move. Whatever they do, whatever they say, I believe they beat him up one time and threw him out for dead, and he went back in the same town and preached some more. Yeah. They beat up. They got a little article out. I got it somewhere in some of my books. Somebody ran an ad and said, a preacher wanted. And the man said, the deacons and the board members had been trying to choose a preacher. They brought three or four in and they run him off. He couldn't stay. And he said, I got one here and have answered this ad. He said, I've been in jail several times. And I've been run out of town a few times. And I'm known to not get along with the preachers very well. The worldly preachers. One fellow stood up and said, who wants an ex-jailbird for a pastor? Who signed that letter? St. Paul. An ex-jailbird. It ain't what you used to be, it's how it is tonight, today.
So,
I've never been in jail, but I've been pretty close. Well, I guess, unless, of course, some lady called me. Said, Brother Bruno, you teaching those few people you got down there? Said they've already arrested one preacher for teaching them. The psychologist was putting pressure on them some kind of way or another. Head shrinkers, they call them. And they said, you're liable to get put in jail. I said, well, I'm going to tell you one thing. I'll have a request that they give me my songbook and my Bible, and when I go right in, I said, I believe that'd be kind of exciting. And I expect to be in there praying on my knees, and I expect the saints to be just outside that bar on their knees, too.
Yeah.
And I don't believe they'd keep this building there very long, not in this day and time. Because I just kind of love, it wouldn't bother me at all. I just kind of like to be in there to get a chance to tell them the truth. They'll be like, who was that, David, when he went in that place where he was almost to be captain, he was slobbing and falling all around, and the man who was wanting to catch him told him, get him out of here. That'll be the same thing. You go in there and start telling those folks the truth, they're going to soon tell you, get him out of here. All right, still talking about the church of God. Whatever you need spiritually, it's in here.
Yes, so
didn't it? That's right. I was just going to say that. There we Bible reader. All of my springs are in her.
Yes.
If you need the spring of healing, it's there.
Yeah.
If you need some more humility, that's there.
Yeah.
And you need some more love, that's in there.
Yes.
And on and on and on. It's unlimited. She's exclusive. And our headquarters is in heaven. That's right. Exclusive church of God. A special people. I tell you, God takes care of his own. He don't run off and leave his family because he get up and come up with a big bunch of children. And they say, well, these children getting on my nerves. I'm going to leave here. But he don't do it. The more children he can get hold to, the better off he. He likes it that much, the better. That's really young folks. You're young, just getting saved and just starting out. While you got your zeal is running high and the sweetness of Jesus is really working in your soul, go on and get yourself on the top of the mountain and get you settled and established in the present truth, and then come in here and get loaded up and then go out and tell about it. That's what we're supposed to do. The church of God, when we come together in the assembly, we are to receive what thus saith the Lord and then go out and tell about it. There are people right around us needs to know about God.
Yes,
then you look for it in the hills. If you leave here, you may as well count yourself lost right now if you walk out of there, because to whom shall we go?
Yes.
There's no place to go.
That's right.
Huh? May the Lord help us. All right. Let's see. You go a little further. Psalm 42. Somebody get Hagar, hey Gail, it's 2-3.
Beautiful for situation.
Beautiful for situation.
The joy of the whole earth.
She is the joy of the whole earth.
It's Mount Zion.
It is Mount Zion. I'm not talking about church there now, I'm talking about Mount Zion. The one that Jesus said over there in the Matthew letter. He said, whom do men say I the Son of Man am? Well, he lies. Jeremiah the prophet, so old soul. But what do you say about it? Look at Mount Zion. It's beautiful for situation. The joy of the whole earth.
Yes.
Now, if your vision is clear and you see the church as it is, it spoils you for every religious organization, every one of them. Have found it, Lord, and day and everlasting store. The joy and bliss to me. How can I wish for? Is that a fact? You wishing for anything else? Well, our little congregation is coming. Wait, pardon?
Satisfied here.
Amen. Been satisfied a long time, too.
Yeah.
Right. Appetite's getting better.
Yeah.
Even though the outward man may be perishing, but the inward man is being renewed day by day. All right, God help us all. The joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion, city of the great king. Beautiful situation. All right. When you look at the church of God, you can look at it from all angles. Any way you look at it, she's still beautiful. And I heard one brother say, not too long ago, that whatever situation arises, however it come about, something like that, she is still Mount Zion. She's still beautiful. She fits all occasions. Well, sometimes things arise, but sheep, they tell me when sheep are out, be out in the fields running, and when a storm begins to rise, they all come together. That goat, that Billy goat, he will run for his life. He don't matter what happened to anyone else. He's going to try to escape for himself. But the sheep, I believe the Bible said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. They know me and they shall never perish. Neither shall no man pluck them out of my hand. All right? God, he's too wise to choose someone and place them in the midst of a congregation of saints that don't fit his, criteria?
That's all right.
Yeah. If they don't fit his criteria, he ain't going to put you there. And he comes under close scrutiny. He said, if any man will come after me, hear these sayings of mine and do them.
Amen.
I'll show you to whom he is like.
Yeah.
Liken unto a man that built a house. He dug deep.
Yeah.
And it was settled on a rock. And when the winds blew, the storms came, the rain beat upon the house. And Luke 6:47-8, somewhere along, he said, couldn't shake.
Yeah.
Brother, founded upon a rock, and the rock was Christ Jesus himself.
Yeah.
And may God help us. Are you building on a rock eternal? Yes, we can answer that for every saint of God. Yes, that's what you're building on. And so he said, hear these things, and do them.
Yeah.
Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have a right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city.
Yeah.
Mount Zion ain't gonna never be moved, and she's not going down.
That's right.
I've heard it look like the church is going. It don't look like that to me. I still see the church. It don't look like she's going down to me.
No.
That may there always have been people fail.
Yes.
But that's not Mount Zion.
That's right.
You know, somewhere in the Bible, it says speaking about anyhow, you'll hear a voice when you turn to the right or to the left, you'll hear a voice behind thee saying, this is the way. The way you just left.
Yeah.
In the straight and narrow way, if you turn to the right, is that right, Brother Wilson?
Yeah.
Amen. That's the way it is, because when you turn to the right, turn to the
left. Walk ye in it.
Beg pardon?
Here's the way, walk ye in it.
Oh. Inquire.
You're getting off the road.
Ask for the good old, ask for the old things. Well, it's the good way. That's the good way when you turn to the right or to the left. You just got out of it right there. The voice behind you is still in the right path. Because, amen, read it.
That's the Lord.
Amen.
Wait a minute.
Hold it just a minute. May the Lord bless us. Stand ye in the ways. Get right out here. All right.
And see. And ask for the old path.
Just a minute. Well, my pastor, I belong to St. John. And I asked him about living holy. He said, nobody can live that. You rub him out. Well, I belong down to St. Mary. My pastor said, them folks ain't got good sense. They don't know what they're talking about. Nobody can live like that. You rub him out, too. On and on and on. Read on.
Where is the good way?
Where is the good way?
And ye shall find rest for your soul.
Walk therein and you shall.
Yes, yes.
Listen,
I believe I've preached that since I've been here. Holiness is a rest to the soul.
Yes.
When you get saved, you become H-O-L-Y, holy. But the Lord wants to add, put a W ahead of that H, and want to add another L to it a little later on. When you come to the place where you can get completely sanctified, it's W-H-O-L-L-Y. Complete.
Yes.
Holy sanctified. And so it's nothing but holy rest. My beloved is so fair, how his breath perfumed air. Oh, the comfort of the peace that filled my soul. I may have two or three songs mixed up, but it's in there.
Yes.
So I'm still talking about the Church of God.
Amen.
She's exclusive. She's above the hills. Read on, sister. But you get the. But they said, we will not walk therein. You find a lot of people. I know they do the same thing here. All when the saints, they'll come in, they'll like what they see, it sounds good to them, and they have a mind, I'm going to get saved. I believe I'll get saved. I like this. I'd love to be saved. And we told a lady the other night in Durham, North Carolina, me and Brother Gossett right here, that lady wanted to be saved so bad, and she didn't make no move, and waited until she got outside and dismissed and got outside, and then she began to talk about how bad she wanted to be saved. And I discovered in her, talking, she was mixed up. So I said, sister, you've been going to St. John and St. Mary's and all these different kind of places asking a lot of questions about salvation, haven't you? Yes, I have. I said, I said, you're confused. If there's anyone in the building here this evening, if you don't fully understand, don't ask Tom, Dick, and Harry, as it were, about this year. This scripture says thus and thus and thus, and he'll give you one interpretation. You go to Dick, he'll give you another, and Harry will give you another, and then you're going to become confused.
Yeah.
I say, sometimes we cannot convince people. But I say, I'll tell you what you do. If you'll take the Bible, you get on your knees and come down before God and begin to tell him, and it's surprising how many people, grown people, don't even know how to pray. I said, but if you'll go to God in your way of telling God about it, he's looking at your intents down in here.
Yes.
Your words might not be so intelligible or whatever it is, but the God of heaven himself knows what you're talking about down in here.
Yes.
And he will deal with you according to your knowledge down in here. And so that way, she said, I'll be back tomorrow night, and I'm going to be here Sunday morning too. We haven't seen her since. I told her, Brother Generous, that he was talking to her too. I said, what's going to happen when you leave here tonight? I said, you need to get saved now if you want to get saved. I said, when you get back over yonder, you're going to get Miss Susie and Mary and Minnie and the rest of them like that. I said, they are going to change your mind.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened.
Yes.
Haven't seen her since. But the Church of God, she has all the good things in here.
Yes, sure.
All of the good things, the better things, and they're all pure. There's no spiritual pollution in it. Did someone get Hagar 2:3?
Amen.
These matters do reasonable. The son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Joseph, the high priest, and to the residue of the people, saying, who is left among you that saw this house in her first glory? And how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing?
All right. Hold it right there. Now, I'm saying this like this. When you first got saved, and when you started out, the saints of God was the most beautifulest people you'd ever met. The atmosphere among them was sweet. They all loved one another. They were real tender-hearted, easy to get along with, and they were the type that would take the lambs up in their arms. And you've seen it. And all you want to do is tell me what I need to do. Whatever. What I need to do. Because I'm saying, I love this. Well,
After a while, I'm grown too. Do you still see the same church you saw when you first started out? I do, yes, that's right. And I'm going to be like that woman over there that had them two daughter-in-laws and she told them to go back. One of them refused to go back. She said, where you go, I'm going. And where you stay, I'm going to stay. And your God is going to be my God. And where you die, I'm going to die there also. May the Lord help us. Hebrew children, when they spoke there to that king and said, the God whom we serve will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. And if not, we're going to have to be saved up to that. If not, then we're not going to bow down. We may get killed, but we're still not going to bow down. And that's the same way down here this evening time. We are going to be saved up to the point where if the Lord don't deliver us, we're going to die trusting you. You're going to die anyhow. God is going to have the last say so. It's going to either say, come, blessed to my Father, or depart, I don't know you. May the Lord help us. Oh, I need another hour. May not be even right in here but me, but I need another hour. Let's see. I got a verse here. The 8th verse of the 23rd chapter of Numbers. I'm going to read that. They used to have an old song. I live up on the mountain and the devil can't do me no harm. That's the dwelling place of the saints of God, of the Evening Light Church upon the mountain. Here's a man here, he said, how shall I curse whom God hath not cursed? Or how shall I defy whom the Lord hath not defied? For from the top of the rocks I see him, and from the hills I behold him. Lo, the people shall dwell alone and shall not be reckoned among the other churches. You ready to stand out alone? You ready to be mustered?
Praise the Lord.
Mustard means you can plant mustard in a garden out here today and it'll come up mustard.
Yeah.
It'll bear mustard next year and all mustard don't mix.
Yeah.
Now some of them have a different interpretation, but I believe that's a real good interpretation. Mustard will always come up mustard. You can plant pepper around there, onions, or beans. It'll still be mustard every time it comes up. Be mustard, children.
Yes.
He said, Lord, the people shall dwell alone and shall not be reckoned among the nations. I love this. I don't know, you may not be getting it now, but I am. Who can count the dust of Jacob and the number of the fourth part of Israel? Let me die the death of the righteous. My last end be like his.
Amen.
And close as old Balaam said this, he fooled around and got killed himself when he was trying to get that money.
Yes.
But we look at it from a different point.
Yes.
When we read this, that means I'm going to stay saved. And if I stay saved and live like the righteous, or live a righteous life, I'll die the death of the righteous.
Yeah,
amen. Lord bless us. And I'll tell you something here. Someone get Solomon 6, the Song of Solomon 6, 8, 9, and 10. I'm going to try to quit here someplace. But the church of God, did we read Acts 20 and 28? Did we ever read that?
No.
Well, get it right quick. Don't let me miss that, for goodness sake.
Take heed unto yourselves.
Forget about Susie and Sam and Joe and Will and the rest of them. But you take heed to yourself individually.
And to all the flock.
And all the flock. Preachers. Pastors. To yourself and to all the flock that the Holy Ghost has made you. Watch out, overseers. Take heed to yourself.
Yes, Lord. To feed the church of God.
To feed who?
The church of God. Which he had purchased with his own blood.
You sure that it's not an S onto that, doesn't it?
take heed to yourself.
Yes.
And you take good care of the flock, because God has made you an overseer to feed the church of God. The only one of a mother?
Yes.
70 concubines and virgin without number, thou excellest them all.
That's right. Thank God.
Oh, brother. Up above, that is when St. Paul said, none of these things move.
Yes.
The saints was crying, and actually it was a sad time. And he said, I'm not only ready to be bound in Jerusalem, I'm ready to die for the gospel. I believe today, somebody spoke about that today. If we are not convinced fully on what we got, how can we convince somebody else if they need it? We're not going to go to heaven on a flower bed of ease. Things will happen. Somebody said one time, why did this happen to you all? If you say God is your father, why did he let this happen? We feel aches and pains like everybody else. But we see something over on the other side. We're not living for this, what we see down here. We see a shining crown over on the other side. Our resting shall be over there. There, I believe he said, the wicked shall cease their troubling and the weary is going to be at rest. And Psalm said somewhere about the death shall feed on them, they will consume away in the grave. But the upright, New Jerusalem, the church of the living God, will have dominion over them in the morning. Well, they count you nothing, walk over you like dust down here. But they may hem you in it, but they can't hem this up here. They can't climb up there and cover that up and block you here. A vision, every last one of us need a vision, old and young alike. We need a vision of this. Because if you see the church of God as it is, you won't be bothered about running out here to St. Mary's and all these other places. Because all of my springs are in here. Just whatever you need is in here. And rambling around here and yonder, you're going to mess around and get in trouble. Did you read that Song of Solomon? Find that for us right quick. We'll be through in a little bit.
My dove.
My what?
My dove.
Amen.
My undefiled is but one.
Amen.
She is the only one of her mother.
Hallelujah.
She is the choice one of her that bare her.
Amen.
The daughters saw her and blessed her. Yea, the queens and the concubines, and they praised her.
Yes.
Who is she that looketh forth at the morning? Fair as the moon, clear as the sun, and terrible as the army of battle.
Oh, brother. I am fighting in the army of the Lord.
Yes.
Though the dangers so thickly round me fly, I shall never doubt or fear.
Faint
of fear. What is it? Faint of fear?
Fear.
All right, you go to doubt and then you faint. Yes. Never faint of fear.
Yes.
For my Jesus is so near.
Yes.
I've enlisted in this. Is that right?
Yes,
in the service. Till I die. Mm-hmm. Oh, God help. You pray for me. I hope that I can live this out. But I heard Brother Wilson say, if you ain't living a thing out yourself, you ain't got no business going in it beyond that, trying to tell somebody else how to do it. I agree with that. That's right. My undefiled. Here's all them concubines and all them virgins. Said without number. Over there somewhere, someplace there. We're not going to. We're going to cut off here somewhere. But thou excellest them all. And so it speaks about the speckled bird also. And the other birds are jealous of that bird. All colors and all kinds in the church of God. One lawgiver. Remove not the ancient landmarks. I hear a song sing sometime back out in Oklahoma somewhere, Texas somewhere. Let us go back to our father's praying ground. Let us go back. I have nothing against the song. But when you say it, let us go back, something has been left out back there. Let us go back to our father's praying ground. No, let us stay in our father's praying ground. Keep this up to date as you go. And you will have to holler about, let's go back to the father. Let's go follow.
Number 257 says, onward up with Christian soldiers.
Yeah.
Onward and upward. There's so many of these songs, and all of these songs has a message in them by themselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, we eat holiness. People trampling on their feet, but we eat it. All right. 1 John 3:7. Let's get just a couple of verses out there, maybe. Whoever find it, read it. Where are my young folks at this evening? Are you asleep on me?
No children. Let no man deceive you.
Let no man tell you, convince you. Come over here and join my church. And a church is a church because it's a church. It makes no difference what it is. But you just come and join my church, and you be here on a Sunday morning, and you pay your dues. And you just come to service like you ought to, and you'll be a full-fledged member of my church. I'm glad I ain't got no church, hallelujah.
Amen.
And you'll just be all right. Read on, sister.
He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous.
Amen.
He that committeth sin is of the devil.
Is of the who?
The devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil.
Galatians 3:16, get down. That he might destroy the works of the devil.
Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin.
Oh. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. What else did it say?
For his seed remaineth in him.
His seed or seeds?
Seed.
His seed as a one.
Yeah. Remaineth in him.
Remaineth in him.
And he cannot sin.
And he cannot sin.
Because he is born of God.
As long as the seed of the Word of God of Jesus Christ himself is dwelling in your soul, you will not sin and you don't want to sin.
Amen.
God, when he saved my soul, he took the want to out.
Amen.
Well, children, be careful. There are things that people like to drink. And one of them especially is coffee. And Pepsi Cola.
Yeah.
And Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Mountain Dew.
Right.
And we do the very best we can to protect our health by the things we eat that's good for us and so forth.
Yeah.
And coffee, when the Lord saved me, it went out the window with the rest of it.
Yeah.
Amen.
But I'm hearing now, well, we got some 2%. No, what is it, caffeine-free or 2%, something like that. All right. Sister Beverly, I believe she teaches against saints drinking coffee.
Amen.
I got the confidence in her. All right, she's preaching in here today, Sunday. That happened to come across the pulpit. And there are some unsaved folks sitting back in the back. See you and I down to the restaurant drinking coffee. They don't care whether it's 2% or 90%, it's still coffee.
Yeah.
Didn't the Bible say something about letting not your good be evil spoken about? Is that in the scripture?
Yeah, that's right.
No shadowy dealings and no situations that look like that. I believe in there about when he's talking about present the bride to himself, he said, and such like a something like that. That he might present himself without spot or wrinkle?
Any such
thing.
That it should be holy.
Holy.
Without blame.
Without blame.
Before him.
Before him. Holy and without blame. All right. If they see me or you after the sisters preach to us, down yonder in St. Joe's place, in old Joe's place, whatever it is, drinking coffee, they are not going to ask, is that 2% of what it is? I saw you drinking coffee.
Yeah.
You come back again and hear, them folks ain't little. They don't know what they're doing. Coffee is habit forming.
Yes.
And it is not good for you.
That's so.
Amen.
And God bless us. Anything that the saints of God, it's an established fact that they've been teaching against coffee. I know myself for 65 years. I know, and if I would say it, follow on back to that.
Yes. Amen.
And I wouldn't do it under no circumstances.
Yes.
No. Amen.
They used to, on my job, they used to give me and my men fists of vodka at Christmas time. And I'd maybe get a chance to tell them a little bit about that vodka, but I'd take mine out, and as soon as I got the truck, the neck across that iron body, my employees said, "Hey, give me that." I said, "I ain't giving you nothing. I wish I could get all they got in there and put it right back and do the same thing to it. Because if I had drank some of it, them employees of mine would have been the first one to talk about me."
Yes.
He testified to being holy, here he was drinking whiskey. And they're going to talk about you, they see you drinking coffee.
Yes.
Because we don't have any business. I believe I haven't run onto nothing yet that would make me feel bad to lay it down. If the saints was, if their standard practice, the old landmarks had been practiced and had stood the test of time and had worked for them, I want to be just like the strongest one they got in the building, whoever he or she is.
Amen.
One lawgiver. You take a person that's habitual coffee drinker, if he can't get his coffee in the morning, he's going to get the feeling bad. Get a headache?
That's right.
Or a feeling bad? Oh, drink of the river of pleasure. Get you some river of pleasure to drink out of it. Did I have anything? Oh, yes. One more scripture. I want to finish right here. His seed, he that committed sin, is of the devil. The devil sent it from the beginning. For this cause, or this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. All right, Brother Bruner. What we see so much of the works of the devil going on around you. You said destroy the works. He's destroyed right out of your heart if you let him. God cannot work any more powerful in us than what we let him do. And that's what he's come to the individual. I'll destroy the works of the devil out of your heart if you repent, confess, and forsake, and give me your life. Let me operate on you. I'll operate on you. Won't cut the skin.
Amen.
Best operation you ever had. I smoke cigars, I chew tobacco, I drink coffee. All them habits, but the night the Lord saved me, brother, that was enough for me. I don't need nothing to drink, now with clear water, that's all you got, give me some water.
Yeah,
that stuff, it's not good for you. It brings a shadow over your character.
Yeah.
People been looking at you, been living a good, clean, holy life, and then they walk up on you drinking Pepsi Cola. I know that Coca-Cola is wrong. It ain't no good. That stuff like to kill me once before. I was working in a restaurant just way back.
Amen.
Coca-Cola was free to the employees. Machine, you pop the cap on and that little frosty looking ice pop up in the neck of it. And it was 100 and some degrees in there. I came to the place where I couldn't sleep at night. My kidneys were so messed up that if you'd have walked up behind me, I don't know you back then, done like that, I'd have went to my knees. It was just that sore. When I quit drinking the Coca-Cola, it cleared up. That stuff will kill you. You know when your kidneys get messed up, that's bad as your heart. That is a vital part of your body, is your kidneys. And if you mess around doing that and mess them up, you've had it. 3:16 Galatians.
Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not into seed as of many, but as of one, into thy seed, which is Christ.
Is that clear? Now if there's anybody in here want to pick me to pieces after we dismiss, well, I'll be around here somewhere. Well, if you want to tear this message apart, well, I'm still me. I'm set for the defense of the gospel. I make no apologies for what's been said because I stayed within the lids of the Bible. And I believe the saints of God love this. I believe you love it. And I believe you love me because I've told you the truth. And I believe if I get up and tell you something that wasn't truth, well, we don't want to meet you no more. If you ain't going to tell the truth, stay out of here. You're welcome to come to serve, but don't come in with a lot of error and stuff like that and said the Lord this and the Lord that and the other. They ran, but I didn't send them. That's going on too, and may God help us. I came here with one man in purpose. One purpose, one thing in my mind was to come here and to work against the powers of darkness while I'm here and to be in subjection to your pastor.
Amen.
And I hope I want it to be that way until I leave.
Amen.
Pray for me.